over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with London issuing a stern warning to Tehran. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had a long conversation about the situation with Iranian Foreign Minister Jawad Zarif, and that Britain is still trying to work out a diplomatic solution.
Our priority continues to be to find a way to de-escalate the situation. That's why I reached out to the Iranian foreign minister. That's why due process in Gibraltar continues. But we need to see due process happening in Iran as well.
Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 7.5 million liters of Iranian crude near the British territory of Gibraltar. Britain maintains the oil was bound for Syria in violation of EU sanctions. Also Saturday, Britain sent a letter to the UN Security Council saying that Iran's actions constitute illegal interference with international passage since the tanker was in Omani waters. The U.S. National Weather Service has warned a dangerous heat wave paired with high humidity in the United States could quickly cause heat stress or heat stroke if precautions are not taken. More than 150 million people are sweating under temperatures that reached nearly 38 degrees Celsius. In New York, it was 34 Saturday, but with the humidity, it felt like 41. The Weather Service said more heat is on the way Sunday for the East Coast. The agency also advised people to check in on relatives and friends, especially the elderly. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno on Saturday, reiterating U.S. support in the fight against drug gangs.